The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
You will adorn us. You will take away from us that which hurts. You put sweetness in our souls. You put sweetness in our cup. Our cup will give you gladness. Our cup will give you joy. Joy unspeakable. It's a full of glory. So much joy. So much joy. So much joy. So much joy. I say our souls will give you joy.
Amen.
Great joy. Great joy. That you would drink. Jesus, you would drink from our cups. You would take new wine. New delight, new pleasure. We give you all the praise. This is not just a song. This is our heart to you. This is our panting to you. This is the deepest of our quest. This is our strongest desire, that you will clothe us with salvation.
Amen.
We look up to you again. This hour, Father, you are here. You've been blessing us. You've been coming to us in your wisdom. From the beginning of this service, you've been coming. This is another hour again for you to come. And we ask that you won't tarry. The Lord Jesus, you will appear to us. You will show yourself to us. You will manifest yourself to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive grace, I receive mercy before you under your servants, my parents in the Lord. I come under them, I come under their canopy, I approach you, and I ask you, Father, that you will receive me. You will receive me to bless your people. You will receive me to minister your word. I receive utterance. I receive help of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask, Father, that every heart will be blessed. Every heart will be enriched with grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's always good to be here. And we give thanks to God for the mercies that we have found in His sight. That anytime we gather, that Jesus speaks to us. It is a privilege. A very, very rare privilege at such. That the voice of the Lord is always in our midst. We thank Him for it. Amen. I want us to thank the Lord. Can we do that? Let's thank the Lord for His voice in our midst. That we don't gather around stale food. There's always freshness. Anytime we gather together, He says His mercies are new every morning. The Lord bringing His word to us. Let's give Him thanks for it. Let's thank Him. Let's give Him praise. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are grateful. We just want to say, we love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to especially appreciate this morning some of the new people that have joined us, and they've been consistent coming. You have defeated spirits already. Yes. You have defeated spirits. And I know the Lord has already gotten a remnant. The rest will come. The rest will come. There are assembly that Satan fights. Me, I can tell you. This is one of them. There are assemblies that Satan fights. And this is one of them. Most especially assemblies that hold the word of his testimony. Satan will fight every soul from joining such as assembly. But I think you have prevailed. And the Lord will strengthen you through. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Viniande Copresta Vino, Agine Broca Vanias and a Brocte Hile Baradonia, Aniafanagano Costa Zinia. Yes, yes, you've responded to my call. You've responded to my call. Yes, for I have called you even out of the multitude. Yes, to make you a disciple, to make you a disciple. And to make you an example even of the New Testament message. Yes, I have called you out because I want to make your life a proof of my mercy. A proof of my faithfulness. A proof of my love. And I tell you, you will not regret making this decision. Amen. Yes, because I will make beauty out of you.
Amen.
I will make you an example. I will make you an offering I can wave. A wave offering.
Thank you,
a wave offering to men. And men will see your life and desire even to make the same choice. To make the same decision. No man. I hold no man. No man who respond to my call ever regret. Yes. Yes. Continue in the message. Continue. 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 Find grace to continue. And I will even help you to continue. Help you to continue and plant your feet, make you well rooted in the waters, and I will make your soul fruitful, 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 bearing fruit unto me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We give thanks to God. We thank Him. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying many things to us in this season. I believe that a way is open in the spirit for us. Let's look at this place. Maybe I can just start from there. Amen. Let's look at Psalm 67. It said, God be merciful unto us and do what? And bless us. Bless us. And then you see that there is a bit of an explanation on how this blessing will rest and cause his face to do what? To shine upon us. For what reason? That thy way may be made known upon earth thy saving health among all nations. So there is health in a particular path when it is made known and cause his face to shine upon us. So as a result, that thy way may be known upon the earth. Thy saving health. So it's clear that in that way is also the saving health. Amen. It's also the saving health. So it means we can't come into that saving health until that way is made known or is revealed. It has to be revealed. It has to be made known. And there is no way where can be made known without preaching. Without preaching, way can be made known. So way are painted. They are painted through preaching. It takes words to open way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when the Lord commanded, Aaron, he told Aaron that in this wise, amen, you will do what? You will bless. Let's look at that place, amen. Praise God. So speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, that saying is also a message. It is a body of knowledge. It is also called doctrine. Amen. On this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord keep thee. The Lord keep thee. And you remember that last Sunday, and also from the flow of our daddy during convention, he talks about preservation. So there's no way we can be preserved without truth. It takes truth to preserve. But you don't preserve a thing you have not worked on. Right? So what you preserve to a very large extent has experienced a measure of health. Amen. That's why in most cases, the thing you put inside freezer, they are good. When you cook the soup fresh, quickly, once it is still a bit, of course, you don't put hot soup inside a freezer. Is that not so? You allow it to cool, it's still fresh, then you preserve it. You preserve. But there are also level of preservations, right? Sometimes they can also use salt to preserve a thing from decaying. So what I'm saying in essence is that before you preserve, you would have kept it to a measure in a kind of estate or condition. Amen. So the Lord bless thee and keep thee. So you don't keep what has not been blessed. So the first thing he told them in Genesis, he said the Lord bless them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. First blessed. They were blessed. So a blessed soul is also a soul that has a measure of life. You can't be counted to be blessed if you have no life. So the first sign of a blessed man is a man that has life. A man that has life, or a soul that can respond to God. Amen. Amen. So first, they needed to be blessed, and then they needed to be kept. Not only that, he now said, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. That again is a body of knowledge. The Lord just sum it up, but once you come to the place of breaking it down, it's beyond just praying. It's not just praying. It's a whole economy of God summed up in prayers. It's looking like when the Lord said, in this manner, pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Of course, I know in school we repeat it, the Lord's Prayer. But once you come into light, you say, he has summed up the whole gospel. To me, beyond just praying it every morning, it's God's intention. But because prayer is a request. A request that you table for the intention of having it met. Right? So, that blessing or that thing said in Numbers is the whole intention of God. Are we together? So, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. So there's going to be the shining of his face and the grace. There is grace in the face. Amen. And the Lord also needs to lift up his countenance upon thee and to give you peace. Peace means to gather you together, to make you whole. To make you whole. To assemble you and put you together. That's peace. Amen. Now, you will now look at it again in verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So, the first blessing is the one given to Aaron and his children. So it means when you are done doing your work, why? Because there are things I will do through you, but there is a formation I must see for me. Last one he said, I will bless them. But the other one he said, amen. Amen. Are you seeing it? Go again. Amen. Speak unto Aaron and his children on this way, ye shall. Ye shall bless. Right? As an ambassador or a representative, there is a manner. I want you to do the work. But I think at some point when you are done doing the work, I will step in and bless. So the last blessing is the resting of his spirit. What is also called his glory. Amen. Amen. But all this can't be done outside his name. Can't be done outside his name. So the preaching of his name, amen, amen, is the doorway to the blessing. Is the doorway to the blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's why you and I should not joke with growth. Say growth. Growth. One desire that must never be taken from you and I is the desire to grow. Nothing must cheat you on that. The desire to change estates. Desire to be raised. Desire to grow in stature. Desire to work strong in the spirit. Desire to change virtues. Desire to change garments. Why? Because if you and I agree that Our Lord Jesus Christ, while on earth, was trying to show how so should inherit eternal life. So the reason for the path that was shown through him on earth, that is actually how so should grow. And you will discover that from time to time, he was using names. Jesus used many names. He used many names. He said it in 17. When you go to, you will see that he used many names. Then he was not desiring the excellent name, the ultimate name. So as a believer is also growing, as you are developing in the spirit, don't get to a place where you relax. Don't relax. Don't relax. You should always desire to grow. Say grow. Nothing must take away our desire for growth from us. Not even what we do. You must not find satisfaction in what you do to replace your panting for growth. You must always desire to grow in the spirit. Why? Because by the time we look at our Lord and, you know, all the things clearly stated in scripture, you will just see all those things written there. And the child grew. And Jesus grew, you know, in grace, in stature, in wisdom. Just growth. Keep growing. This man was growing within. In his inside, he was laying layer to layer in growth. The man was towering up. Growth. You must desire to grow. And then, there's no way you and I can desire to grow without loving words. Why? Because if you look at this song, I believe that this song is very prophetic. He's asking me to dig my well. Dig new well? Did he say well? I should dig new well in my soul? Dig well in my soul? That can happen if I don't fall in love with words. I'm trusting God to exalt the word today. Amen. Not only that, for you to come to that place. Amen. There is hardly any soul that eventually found mercy. It's actually an activity of mercy. But also know mercy, also what it has to work. Mercy is what hard to work. There is hardly any soul that found mercy and collided with God in that area that God didn't draw close forever. There is hardly. Loving the word. And of course, I know most of the time it will start from some little things, asking you to read your scriptures, asking you to read your Bible. They are all, you know, foundational teachings, okay, to develop your appetite for word. So a time is going to come where beyond just reading scriptures, you will be longing for his voice. You'll be longing. I mean, when you say you are longing, to long for something, it means you, if you don't have it, you won't rest. So another word for long is to pant. He said, as the deer panted for the water brook, so my soul panted what? After thee. We must all get there. Why? Because there is no place of safety until we step in there. Why? Because, let me tell you something. Now, if you and I truly desire to grow, you can't grow without food. So, a man that desires to grow must like food. Without food, you won't grow. In fact, if you stop eating and drinking, you will shrink. Now, all those languages of the spirit is to explain to us our reality. Why? Because, amen. What made us what we are today? We ate something. There are things we ate today that made us who we are today. Nothing is accidental concerning you. Everything you and I are exhibiting today is as a result of what we ate at Ijenkon. That's why the gospel also knows that soul needs food. As your body also needs natural food to survive or to be sustained or to keep fit. So also your soul needs food. That's how you discover that everything, amen. Everything, another word given to all this doctrine, they are all food. That's why when you get born again, they will tell you, take milk. So, as a newborn baby takes the milk from the mother, and she keeps on breastfeeding the child, are we together? So also, amen, when you get born again, you need to take milk. So it means there is a baby inside you. And there is a meal called milk that the baby inside you needs to grow. So that baby needs to take enough milk. And as the baby is developing, amen, as the baby is developing and growing, they are also watching the growth of the baby you carry. You are carrying a baby within you. So when they watch, they are watching the development. Are we together? Of that baby within you. And so they now discover that, no, I think now we need to switch milk. Milk is not enough to satisfy this child anymore. We need to start exposing him to solid food. So when the apostles are addressing souls in churches, these are the meals they talk about. Why? Because you need food. Amen. You need food to grow. And I will tell you the reason. Why? Because there is actually a correlation between eating well and health. There is actually a correlation between eating well. People will call it a balanced diet. Or some say it's not balanced anymore. They call it adequate diet. In any case, eat well. Amen. Amen. So, you can't remove that from health. That's why truly a physician is not primarily there to be teaching you how to cure diseases. No. It's how to be in health. And primarily, it's around what you eat. Number one, what you do. Lifestyle, conversations. So, they teach you all that to be in health. That's why in most cases, when you have a child that eats very well, they hardly fall sick. So one of the ways that you discover this child, something is wrong, they attack the appetite. So sometimes when Satan comes and attacks our appetite, now he will not attack it from the angle of, you won't even know. He can't teach you already. Suddenly you just discover that and I remember in those when we were very small. Sometimes I wish I fall sick. Oh, God forbid. Because I don't know one thing with our parents. It's during that time you become a king. Kilofe je. She wa muti. She wa je egg. They'll just be asking you, she wa je pepper soup. Things they'll never ask you when you are okay. Eh? And they can say, okay. She wa muyahu. And when they bring it, and you're not actually pretending. You can't eat it. You just take one, two, you are tired. What else? Anything you are asking for, they will bring. And then you will not be praying that, I wish then I was so that I can eat all those. You can't ask now because you are healthy. Amen. So what I'm saying is that what the physician, what it does primarily is to teach you how to stay in health. When you see our Lord, he had mastery. Jesus had mastery of all these things. Why? Because when he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, amen, that conversation between him and Satan, it was an answer of the heart, not by faith. Not by faith. It was already a walk. The answer was a walk answering back to another walk. To me, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. So there is bread for the body. There is also bread for the soul. So he knew that man is meant to be sustained by food. And then when you eat, it is not enough. That's why I love the word that Pastor Uta used. Also, your what? Manner of life. Thank you, that was what? The lifestyle. Why? Because when you also eat, even though you are eating adequately, you don't exercise, you won't still be in health. So, what you are taking in, you also have to learn how to use it. Now, when that place when he said, when you ought to be teachers, he's not talking about learning to exercise your senses. That means you do exercise. So once you are exposed to the word and you eat and you eat and you eat, you also need to digest the food. There are things you do. Okay, so once you eat the food, there are also some exercise in righteousness that you must do to translate that meal you took into blood. So that the whole meal taken can go into your bloodstream. So once it enters into your bloodstream, it has become your life. Why? Because there are also things you poo-poo. You know what? I'm not beginning to understand. You see, most of the time we will look at the children of Israel. Amen. When the Lord took them from Egypt. The Lord took them from Egypt and led them into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, it was a different exercise to reconfigure the soul by changing their diet, changing their meal. Because they knew that by that meal, they can be what? Reconfigured. Not only that, there are also things. It wasn't just a man. It wasn't just that thing dropping that they were throwing their mouth. It's to just explain something. Oh my God. That thing dropping, it was just to explain something in the spirit. Because when you read, and I'm so glad we've gone through it from Exodus. You heard Exodus, you Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You read all that. You now discover that what exactly was God doing with these people? Almost on every issue, God has an answer. Yes. Now, the things that also sustained them were all these laws. Yes. Why? Because I'm asking myself, I said, okay, I've never heard for once that Moses had headache. Now, let's even leave Moses, even the people themselves. So, there were instructions, ordinances, commandment. Now, all these things also help them to be in health. Things that God, oh my goodness. So God had answer for almost everything. And those things, it was not just Moses. Moses taught the people. So it was a common knowledge in the community on what you should do when this happened, or what we should. And when something happens, you don't know what to do, come. Moses has the answer. And if he doesn't have the answer, he will wait upon the Lord for an answer. So when Jethro came and told him, he said, guy, you know what? You won't die here. But I will not die. You are just busy throughout the day settling issues. Allow that spirit to rest upon some of the elders. Let them go to them. They divided them. If those one can't handle the matter, let them bring the matter to me. Why? Because, amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will make us world beings. I'm too sure, you know, when we went to convention, we came back. I'm sure there was an expectation that we'll go for 1 week rest. Say 1 week rest. Honestly, I know it's a default thinking in most cases. But this time, I don't know why I didn't think it. It never occurred to me. It never occurred to me that it's going to be 1 week rest. And already by that thing, there were already some little reactions. And The Lord said, hey, Moses was on the mountain, my brother, 40 days, 40 nights. He said he did not eat nor drink. Bros, now God, take him there. I know my people. He said, what Moses by? My Lord, 40 days. Please. Jomo Benio, my love, 40 days. Oh, you can see, do that 40 days now. Be obeying doctrine. Keep on obeying the law of the Spirit. It's higher than fasting. When it's obedience, it's better than sacrifice. You can use fasting as sacrifice, and you are not pleasing God. So now, when they got to that place, I'm not wondering. Now, you know the funniest thing? 40 days that might be. You don't go for 7 days and you are resting in between. And I'm too sure when they preach till around 2-3, you're already thinking about the kitchen, right? May you go feel something. Is that not so? But this man was not eating. You see, they eat in between. Is that not so? And fine. Even while, oh my, thank you. Even while the word is still coming. Amen. Now, because everyone understands our frames, right? You can come, hear word, you throw things in your mouth while you are still listening. But also know, once you throw too much, you disconnect too. So what I'm saying is that this man was on the mountain for 40 days. In fact, the scripture recorded he didn't drink, okay? Neither eat bread nor drink water. So, God was not just writing upon the tables, you know, the words of the covenant and the Ten Commandments on that tablet. No. Even though God wrote there, but God was actually writing in Moses. So Moses actually embodied that law. So those days on that mountain, it was his heart. That's why there are certain commandments that Moses gave the people that were not applied to him. Why? Because he's also given around marriage. Is that not so? And people picked up on him. So, when people should do this, Moses would just go straight. That's why beyond what was written, some other matter you have to hear from his mouth straight. But you know the funniest thing? Do you know that when Moses came back, he didn't say, Baba, 2 weeks, I'm arrest. 40 days convention, lele you. Day and night, Lamakbe. For them to say 40 days, 40 nights, it wasn't sleeping. Something sustained him there. I know that when he was done and he came down, he came and met trouble. He started solving trouble straight up. You went for 7 days, you came back, you don't solve anything, you want rest. He started solving issues. So there's no way God can fully script upon our souls if there is no true desire in our heart for his word. That's why of all the prophets, Moses was of a class. Why? Because he was a prophet of doctrine. He was a prophet of doctrine. Doctrine is not from here. I'm not talking about man's tradition and culture. That word called doctrine is heavens. Is heaven. When you hear doctrine, is heaven. Why? Because heaven, amen, is also wind or spirit. Even though man now call doctrine, but truly in the spirit is tradition of men. Why? Because when Moses spoke in Deuteronomy, amen, 32, he said, give ear. There are two things here. Give ear, all ye heavens. Give ear, all ye heavens, and I will speak. Why? Because the man standing here has access to heaven. Not only that, he now said, hear, O earth. So this man is going to speak heaven. Or he's going to speak from heaven. And the earth needs to hear the words of his mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will do what? I will publish the name of the Lord. So how do you publish the name? How do you teach the name? The name is heaven. The name is heaven. And in the name are words. Amen. And those words, if you can keep them in your heart, you are keeping health. Do you know that sometimes you can journey with God to some extent where when you carry what belongs to God, he will follow you. Have you watched this Terminator? Some of that your experience to me, Terminator. You watch when you're very small. You know, sometimes there are some parts. When they think they're inside a car, you pursue that car. Because that thing must join back. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them depart from thy eyes. You know, we wonder how will my eyes be on what? Is it making sense? But should I let them depart from thy ears? So a point is going to come where you would hear, and from here it will dovetail into understanding. So you say, oh, this guy can hear with his eyes. Logically, it doesn't make sense, but spiritually, it's very accurate. Why? Because first, you will hear. And from hearing, you will start seeing. Now, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For what? For they are life unto those that find them. And what? Health to all their flesh. Why? Because your soul must be healthy. My soul must be healthy. Now, there are things that the soul needs to first of all keep to experience health. You need to experience health first before you are made healthy. Now, this is not just what they are asking you to keep it, not just at the border of your heart. You know, so there are certain words that dances around our heart, they don't enter. But if those words can, you know, there are layers around your heart. When you say a heart of stone, it's not as if by the time your heart becomes fleshy, they've changed it. They've removed the stone. There are layers that bounce word back. The guy is looking at you, he's just gazing at you. He's not hearing. Now, these words have to move and then go not just to the heart, it has to sit in the midst. So from the midst, it can dissipate. Why? Because what is in the midst is the control. If it has not gotten to the midst, it's not in control yet. They say, in the midst of my brethren, I will do what? I will declare my name. It has to be in the midst. That's why the process also of what? Conversion. If you want to be the greatest, you must be who? The least in the midst. So, for Moses, everyone had to raise him. He was the man that God raised with doctrine. So, no wonder. Now, listen. It's true that Elijah, okay? Elijah, they were also showing the power of a prophet. They were showing the power of the prophet because you actually need the prophet to prosper. Right? You need the prophet to prosper. But you need the law to be established. So, law is for establishment. And once you establish in the law, amen, there can be prosperity by the prophet. So, having these two trees standing by the Lord is a witness of both the law, Moses, and the prophet, Elijah. Right? Now, look at this. If it's maybe the last one that came, that's John the Baptist. Okay? That was the foretaste of Elijah in the New Testament. Is a foretaste of Elijah in the New Testament. That's why when he came, though in the Old Testament, the thing came as a prophet that demonstrated doctrine by the miraculous, but not by teaching. Why? Because it would take a teaching priest. So, but when he came in the new, he came as a holder of waters. He had wells. That's why when the new Elijah came, he did no miracle. To mean the miracle now in the new via the Elijah spirit is doctrine, is water, is changing and turning hearts. Why? Because other prophets, though they were raised, but the one unto whom those things were broken. Why? Because for Moses, they have to show us his total raising. Other prophets, we just saw them appearing. Some of them, we knew their fathers. Okay? They raised them via words. Moses was raised. Moses was raised. They build him up. They build him up with words. You can't count how many statutes and ordinances. You can't count it. That man had it. The thing was flowing ceaselessly. Moses was written. It was written. Moses was written. All those things he built for the people to come in, it was built in him. It was built in him. And they were built by words. Another one that we also saw, maybe a bit of his growth via words. Words. Oh my God. A door is opening. I say a door is opening. See, if we don't hit this place, we are not safe. If we don't hit the place being described now, we are not safe. We are not safe. We are not safe. I'm telling you, we are not safe. Because other things can shake our feet. So another one also, in a measure that God showed like in Samuel, it was also raised by words. That's why he said, now you have seen my vision. Eh? That's what they told him. He said, you've seen God's vision, but it was word. Word. So, when John the Baptist, amen. When John the Baptist came, he came with waters. They call it water of repentance. Eh? Water of repentance. Do you know, oh my God. Do you know, no, by the time Moses was done being written, eh? Being written, it was written within. God tattooed him in the inside. He understood what to offer for every sin. He knew how to appease God. For every sin, Moses knew what to do. So, by the time you are developing and falling in love with word, and word is building you, He will show you wisdom on how to have dominion over sin. You can read it. Sometimes you can see from afar off. So, John had waters. He had waters. Amen. He had waters. He was able to turn hearts. He was turning hearts. He was turning hearts to God. He did no miracle. That is unlike the Elijah spirit. The Elijah spirit is known with the miraculous. But miracle have changed in the spirit. Now it's miracle of turning heart to God. He did no one miracle. And for Moses, it was also built. So eventually, when they needed to do comparison, they have to compare him. They have to compare him with the Lord. Why? Because the Lord too is a teaching priest. So when he said to them, he said, a prophet like unto me with your Lord God raised, and him shall ye hear in all things. Any soul that will not hear him shall be destroyed. Another word for this, you will perish. Perish means that he's not going to hell. It means the soul will remain corrupted. Amen. Acts chapter 3. I read from verse 19. It said, repent ye therefore and be converted. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Change your mind. Not only that, you also need to be converted. We need to look into the law that is making you to do the things you are doing. So that you won't just keep on repenting and repenting and repenting. Okay? Now that you know, a change of mind, but let's deal with the real issue. So conversion must take place. And as a result, sins will be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which was preached unto you. Amen. Go ahead. Whom the heaven must receive until the restitution of all things which he has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So there are things that needs to be restituted. Eh? There are things that we carry. And if we still have them, Satan will lord over us. They are his things. So, as we are meant to do restitution, let's do restitution to Satan.
Let him come and carry all his things. Why? Because when Jesus was growing the spirit, they were teaching him how to restitute. He restituted everything to the point they said the prince of this world cometh. Found nothing. Everything was restituted. Now listen, when you now hear until the times of restitution of all things, why? Because as you are restituting, you are also taking in. You know, when I was waiting on the Lord on this, and the Lord began to, you know, show me something on this word restitution. Why? Because sometimes if you want to look at this verse and then you are thinking it, okay. Because when you say to restitute, basically means the things that are not yours. Right? Give you back to the owner. Eh? Father, in the days of my flesh, all the things that belong to Satan here, everything shall be restituted. Amen. He won't claim ownership. If his things are in us, he can claim ownership. He said, this is Byron. Now you get him. You can't say it's not his. His name is there. Is it your Byron? You keep quiet. You know it is. Don't you see my name there? And it's engraven. It's not something you can use saliva to clean. You know, like this, you want to quickly clean. You want to use saliva to clean. It won't clean. It's engraving. Eh? Sometimes they will use hot something to write the name. In an attempt to want it to scrape that name at all, or you damage the biro. Everything. But he said, until the time of restitution of all things. So it also means that to put some things where they should be. Now, restitution could also mean certain things preventing us from having access to what belongs to us. So there are things preventing us to having access to what belongs to us. That's why he has to come. He has to come and give us things. So, as the high priest, you must have things to offer. Things pertaining to God. You must have things to offer. You must offer things. Gifts and sacrifices. There are things to offer. So, in that same Acts, amen. He now said, whom the heaven must receive until the restitution of all things. That means everything must be restituted. If not, the heaven will not receive him. Which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Like unto me, exactly like me. Why? Because I'm a prophet of doctrine. I'm a prophet of doctrine. And there's no way the soul can be raised or the soul can be transformed or the soul can be healed without doctrine. Without doctrine. Him shall he hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. That was the same thing with Moses. It was to be heard in all things. It means concerning everything. A pattern is in God for it. A template is in God for it. And any soul that will not hear him, amen. And it shall come to pass that every soul. So it's clear. It was not just talking about the Jew. Why? Because he moved away and started talking about soul. So it means this prophet has been raised for your soul. This prophet has been raised for your soul. The brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. So when you hear God who has sundry times and in diverse manner spake unto the fathers by what? By the prophet. As in this last day spoken unto us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. So the son here, because they talk about the prophet, hallelujah, the prophet of God. It's not fivefold. He's the prophet. So, in these last days, God, who at sundry times, in this last day, God is speaking through this prophet. This same prophet that Moses is making reference to here, that every soul must hear. Any soul that doesn't hear him shall be destroyed. For God so loved the world, that is the prophet. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His only begotten son. It wasn't the man that was walking on the street of Galilee. It wasn't yet the only begotten son. It was on the journey. The man on the street of Galilee is not the man being referred to here as the only begotten son. He was not yet begotten. The man at Jordan was not yet begotten. The man on the mount was not yet begotten. This man being referred to is the Jesus after resurrection. He now said, if you don't hear this man, you can't escape perishing. Perishing is not hell. The way we are now, all of us, we are perishable. People call it perishable things. It means things that have expiring date. It means corruption has power over it. Once the time elapses, you will see decay. Decay will set on it. Why? Because the constituents, the things that made up that thing, are corruptible things. Amen. These are the things. Are we together? So he was made heir of all things. So there are things he has, that corruption does not have power over. So he has to fill us up with these things. He has to fill up with these things. Once you have those things decked in you, you can't perish. It means now you are incorruptible. You can't be corrupted. Amen. Amen. Well, because the things you are housing now are higher. Amen. That's why it took him to resurrect to be given these things. Even though he embodied them in the days of his flesh, but those things were given power for administration after resurrection. Amen. Yes. Well, because there were still some works that were done in the grave. The work, amen. There was a work that finished on the cross. But other works were also done in hell. Why? Because if all the works were finished before he got to the cross, he won't die. So there are things he now has power over that he needs to administer to us. So that's it. They won't receive him back unto the restitution of all things of God. Sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. So there are things that our soul now must inherit. There are things we must house. Amen. Do you know a time is going to come? And that's why you see those people that journeyed and got to 3 John. That is said, Gaius. Gaius is not just an elder in the church. He's an elder in the garden. Did you hear that? Now, these are people already in the sphere of everlasting life. A man can be in the garden if he's not an everlasting being. So he's already knocking at a place, amen, where the soul are so much prospered that death can't tell on his body anymore. Why? Because, let me tell you, do you know that now, somebody will say, if death tells on my body, why did they die? They didn't die. Sons don't die. Paul didn't die. Do you know what I mean by didn't die? Do you know what I mean by that? It's not like, see, death has power over him. No. He laid down his life. For you and I, where we are now, we can't lay anything. When the thing comes, you go claim him, you go get him, you go. But for all those guys, all of them, they laid down. And how they should die and glorify God, it was written. It was victory. How Peter died was victory. Oh, I know you'll be thinking, but they used knife. It was a glorious death. Why? Was Jesus' death glorious? Are you sure? See how he died. Is that sounding glory? I know you like that one. After eating pounded yam. To you I release my spirit. It's nice if God wants it. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Well, I mean, all the sons didn't die. They laid down their life. Eh? So Peter said, I know that will soon let go of this tabernacle. And the kind of death that should have seen it. In fact, he said, I don't even count myself worthy to die the way Jesus died. Turn me upside down. These are people that slap death. Slap death. Oh my goodness. So what I'm saying is that a time is already coming on those that are already upon us. That said, the Lord is trying to stir us up to truly fall in love with words. Why? Because the thing being spoken is not just to massage our mind. It's to hit us. Put things in our souls. But I'm sure those people journey to a point where sickness, even the TV comes to the body to swallow it. Do you know you can have so much health? Oh my goodness. You can have so much. If anything can go swallow harm, it will swallow it. Why? Because energy, life, core. Too much life. Too much life. I said too much life. There is health in the body. Your immune system is strong. You know, as strong as our immune system is, there are certain things they throw at us. It will break it. You now need external aid to boost your immune. Those guys trap, they so much trap it. You know, said those words are going to give what? They are going to give life and health to all their flesh. Eh? Do you not remember? Was it not Elisha? Is it Elisha's bone? Eh? Bone. Say bone. Baba Tilo, bone is bone. The bone don't trap things. Bone, somebody bone. Don't trap life. You don't kill somebody through it. The thing touched the bone, it came back to life. Somebody said, God has so much life. If somebody were even dead, even Elisha don't do that thing now. He said, when the thing was even dead. Eh? By that you even take sin and throw sin into God, it will come back life. Huh? Sin to the life. Why? Because he made his son sin. And he turned him to the author of life. Now that mystery, they want your soul to embody it. My well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. So, the words you'll be hearing now, why? Because health and healings are different levels. Amen. Why? Because even the name of Christ is a healing to the soul. Is a healing to the soul. So we have to go through stages of blessings. First, the Lord needs to bless and bless and bless and bless and bless. We'll not get to a place where he can draw us close for keeping. Where he can draw you and I close for keeping. You must love truth. Why? Because all these elders mentioned in 1 John, 2 John, 3 John are holders of truth. They are holders of, because truth is medicine. But does that mean that other things will also happen in the natural? We won't get to here? Yes, we will. Amen. And I love the dimension of the teaching this morning. How the Lord was moving, and trying to show us. Why? Because I'm telling you, also in the natural, people are going to be healed. Yeah, there's going to be natural healings. But you must be properly decked in truth. Those are the healing grace or the healing gifts. That's what they call it, gifts of healing. Gifts of healing. So there are diversities of the manifestation of these gifts. That's what it's called, gifts of healing. Gifts of healing. Now, when a man is properly built, you can use it well. So all the manner, are we together, the pastor was teaching us this morning, is because a stature was using it. A stature was using it. It's not one way. A man that understood manner of the Spirit, waiting upon the Spirit, taking to instructions, taking step as the Lord directs. And that's the first thing, as you are growing in stature, one of the things you will discover about Jesus and healing is compassion. It's not healing to prove that he's a man of God. Makanda. Amy. Ikbe. Eh? Olorun Wuli. So you want to prove that you are called. Many of the things that he did out of compassion. Compassion just well up. And that's what you say, a man that has compassion will surely honor. All the things he did, you could see so much compassion around them all. Even the woman that was caught in the very act, see how I address that sin. If it is you and I, the spirit of religion. Hey! No, he understood sin. Why? Because sometimes sin multiplied by shouting. Sometimes you're not supposed to shout. It will become many. I'm a woo. Some you see it, some you ignore. And that's it, you just die. Some you need to talk. So it's not something we write and say, hey, well, I'm a shensi. So I'm a kpari woni. I'm a madake. Why? Because, as I said, a door has been opened and it's a door of many, many words. So the Lord needs to build our capacity to endure words. Why? Because the words being spoken now is to fill our container. You know, it takes time to change our gene. Someone said it will take 40 to change a gene. You take 40 to change a gene. 40. Whether it's 40 years. In any case, you say 40 years is one generation, right? But it takes 40 to change a gene. 40. 40. So, God needs to set his face upon you for 40 days to change you. 40 days. So sometimes though, your whole lifespan must meet 40 days of his gaze upon you and I to change your gene. Look at this place. Amen. In Genesis chapter 7. Are we together? You are wondering, what is it about 40? 40, 40, 40. There is something about it. Genesis chapter 7, I read from verse 17. It said, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lifted above the earth. So, but you know that the waters were meant to flood the earth, and God knew that in the count of 40 days, the waters should submerge the earth. It's very prophetic. Why? Because for you and I to totally change, our 40 days must be complete.
I don't know in that 40 days if I've done even 10 days. But the 40 days must be complete. Why? Because it should take 40, amen, to submerge us completely. Why? Because the earth must be covered. So, when he asks that we should be baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, it's also the same thing with what he said in Ezekiel. The waters must get to a point where it covers you. We must be totally immersed. Totally. To the point the water cover us. You know, your height. That thing they do. When they do water baptism and they put you down like this. In the spirit, you are standing. So, they have to serve waters. They have to serve waters. Serve waters and serve and serve and serve water until the water submerges you completely. Why? Because as you are being baptized in the water, amen, you are also taking in the nature of the water. You are taking in the nature of the water. But the water must cover you completely. Completely. So that by the time they take you out of the water, you're a new man entirely. Yes. Yes. A different being. Not of the earth. Not of the present. Not of the present. They need to submerge the current earth. So the things you see there, they were prophetic words. Amen. So number one is that the water increased. God caused the water to increase. The water needed to increase, as he told him also to measure in cubits. In cubits. It means the water level was rising. Why? Because the man was not asked to lie down. He was walking. Oh. And he said the man was up to how many cubits? So there is height. It means that water was not just a flowing water. It could have been a flowing water. The water also had height. Right? Because the man was walking to it. Eh? This is what I also see in the spirit. What I also see in the spirit is also possible that the water could be flat like this. But it has height. So it means as you are walking in, you are being buried. You are dying. You are reducing height. Conversion is taking place. So as you are walking, you are reducing height. So the water level is rising. So you will walk in walking until you are completely submerged. Completely submerged. It means the water has completely buried you. So, coming back to this place, amen. So he said, and the waters increase. Why? Because it must increase to the point where it can bear the ark. So the ark was lifted above the earth and the waters prevailed. I said the waters will prevail. Amen. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills. This thing you are seeing, you see, prophetic scripts sometimes could look pictorial, right? It's also things. It's about soul. Let me tell you, everything, Bible is soul. Even someone say creeping things, foul, air, this one is soul. Is soul. And that's why eventually when the Lord was talking to Peter, what did he use to talk to him? Was it not creeping things, animals? He's talking about soul. So kill and eat. He was talking to Gentiles. So when God talk about creatures, sometimes it's soul. But when you start
You know, looking at things through the prophetic spirit, there are things they interpret to you that looks like an event. So all this you call hills, eh? Is so. Valley is so. Mountains is so. So when he said the water covered it, amen. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And the high hills that were what? Under the whole heaven were covered. Kai. That water must be very, very high. Actually, it happened physically. You know what I'm saying now? I'm also talking about the spiritual implication. See, it means this water will rise and cover all the height in our souls. And I said 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And even the mountains were covered. So did you see hills? So if they are talking about hills, they are talking about mountains, then there was also valley there. Eh? And when he said that he would do what? He will level up. He will level up. Eh? Eh? Make straight. So all his soul. See verse 21. He now said, and what? And all flesh died. All flesh died that move upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, all of that was in the dry land died. Everything died. So that's how God wiped away that generation. None except the sons of Noah. Everyone wiped away. All died. So it was from the sons, the three sons of Noah, they even started to generate a new generation. Those are the same commandments that God gave to Adam. He gave it to Noah after this. Blessed, be fruitful, and multiply. Same commandment to Adam. He gave it to Noah. So that thing started again. God wiped the whole generation, wiped all men before them, all of them, only those remnants, they even used to start again. We are trusting the Lord that in this season, the waters, as the Lord is supplying them, eh, they will rise. Yeah. Well, because before the water will prevail, it must first of all increase. Eh? Let the water increase. Amen. Eh? There are some spiritual languages. When he has so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So the word grew, or the water level rose. So the water first of all must increase. After increasing, it will increase exceedingly. After increasing exceedingly, it will not prevail. I say in this season, the water will increase. Yeah. I say the water will increase. Yeah. So when I'm talking about water increasing, it's not just you have more knowledge. When they check your container in the spirit, your water level has increased. What's water? Water is life. Water is life. It means your life level has increased. Not only that, it will also increase exceedingly. Why? Because the water is rising. Why? Because once the water increases exceedingly, it must get to your government, your shoulder. The last stage, which is the prevailing stage, is the head region. So once increase exceedingly, it gets to your government. It will overthrow your government. Huh? You know there is a government. Oh, you are carrying a government. You are carrying a government. It's government versus government. So they need to dislodge the government here. So nothing can tamper with government without excelling, without exceeding strength. Well, because places of government are also places of dominion. They are places of throne. It takes excelling strength to contend with throne. Eh? That's what he said in Psalm 103. Amen. What did he say there? So that you understand what, when he say exceeding, what it means. Okay? Bless the Lord. Ye is angel, they excel. It's the place of exceeding. Places of exceeding, you are dealing with throne. You are tampering with government. Government are rulers. Rulers. Dominion. Things that rule. Things that reign. Things that push things. Things that make things happen. Things that move things. So they need to contend with them. So, but it will take an exceeding water to contend. Why? Because an exceeding water is strong in strength in terms of current. Amen. Amen. There are things, there are certain waters that can carry a whole city. Small water can carry some things. Don't see some floods that will carry car. Some will carry trailer. You'll be wondering how. It's because of the water level. Number one, that the current is stronger. Eh? It can even tamper with, you have put your car on brake, and you even pull the handbrake, it will still carry it. It's not respect of a law. It can break those laws and carry your trailer. It can carry everything. So the water must be exceeding to do that. Why? Because if you just pour one bucket, it will bounce back. There are things, as the water is increasing, they may just put you one, two buckets. But they need to open the gusher. Now, when that needed to happen for a flooding, for the earth to be submerged, they opened the windows of heaven. Not only that, also the depths. They needed to open the depth of the brooks. Oh, my candle. I said both heaven and earth, water in the depths. Water in the depths. They needed to crack them open. Things needed to gush. Why? Because the two must kiss to push this government down. Why? Because if everyone has only left just the waters from heaven, it won't submerge the earth. You don't even know where those waters came from. The waters that God caused to come from the dead. Do you know where he put it? Do you know where he put those waters? God was tampering with laws of creation that he made before man was made. He was tampering with elements. He said, no, guy, I think at this point for us to submerge these guys, the two waters need to kiss. Let's open heavens. Let's also open the depths. So those two need to be open for the water to be exceeding. I'm just trying to let us see how water increases. There are certain depths they need to open. When you say, dig my well, dig a new well. What are you saying? What are you saying? You want the water of the depths. You want the water of the depths. Why? Because the deeper, the purer. You need the water of the depths. There are certain cleansing we can never come into until certain water administered. We can never be pure. Dig a new well. So that depth, that water needs to gush. Not only that, it will keep springing. He said it will spring up. It will spring up unto everlasting life. So, that water must be exceeding.
Eh? It's the same thing he also said in Ephesians. Exceeding greatness of his power. So once you get there and you are tampering with exceeding, you are close to prevailing. You are close to prevailing. Amen. You are close to prevailing. In other words, you are close to overcoming. You are close. You are close. So once the water prevails, once the water prevails, the spirit has fallen. Once the water prevails, the spirit has fallen. So mightily grieved the word of God at Ephesus and prevailed. When he prevailed, Diana fell. It's wanted to confront with exceeding, but it's not yet falling. It will take prevailing, hallelujah, to dethrone. Confronting is not dethroning. You are dealing with the footing. But to remove it completely, you need prevailing. And I'm saying to you and I, that these waters, Cabana, Sivra, Bolia, Shana, Gresto, Frimenenant, Atrovas, Taprog, Ebremianish, Ebremianicans, Aprovala, Sibros, Troveni, Clamosta, Atidikia Nora, Santa Cabalia Nora, Mekele Brentelia Nora, Meteclia Tariba Nora, Mashante Cramania Nora, Pelande Nora, Pelande Nora, Pelande Nora, Pelande Nora, Pelande Nora. The water will increase and increase and increase exceedingly. It will increase exceedingly. It will increase exceedingly. When the waters are increasing exceedingly, I will not turn back. I will not be afraid. I will not be scared. I will not be afraid for my life. But I will trust in that from exceedingly, it will prevail. It will cover me completely. I will be totally immersed. I will be totally submerged. True baptizo. I want to carry a different water. I want to carry a different water. Don't you know water speaks? Don't you hear the voice of many waters? Some of the things fighting God's way are waters. They are waters in our members. There are waters in our members. The voice of many waters. The voice of many waters. She said, and she seated upon many waters. In Revelation 17, and there came one of the seven angels without the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come thee that I will show unto thee the judgment of the great war who seated upon many waters. She's sitting upon many waters. But another one must sit upon my waters. Jesus must sit upon my waters. Jesus must sit upon my waters. Jesus must sit upon my waters.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.